Bridget Jones's Diary by Helen Fielding. Retold by Anne Collins. Chapter 1. January. A very bad start. New Year's resolutions. These are the things I decided I would do this year. 1. Stop smoking. 2. Develop a mature relationship with an adult man. 3. Go to the gym. 4. Be kinder and help others more. Sunday, the 1st of January. Weight, 9 stone 3. Alcohol units, 14. Cigarettes, 22. Calories, 5,424. Noon. London, my flat. Ugh. I've got to drive to Una and Jeffrey Elkenbury's New Year's Day turkey lunch. Una and Jeffrey Elkenbury are my parents' best friends, and they have known me since I was a small child. I'm not a child anymore. I'm in my 30s with a flat and a job in London. But every year, my mother makes me go to Una and Jeffrey Elkenbury's New Year's Day turkey lunch. She usually tries to introduce me to a man she thinks would be a good boyfriend for me. But she always chooses the most awful men. This year, for weeks before New Year's Day, my mother had talked about Mark Darcy. "Do you remember Malcolm and Elaine Darcy, darling?" she kept saying. "They're bringing their son Mark with them to Una's New Year's Day turkey lunch. He's a top lawyer. Just back from America. He's just got divorced." I don't know why my mother didn't just say openly, "Darling, Mark Darcy would make a very good boyfriend for you. He's very rich." 11:45 p.m. Ugh, the first day of New Year has been awful. I took the wrong road on the way to the Elkenbury's, so I got lost and arrived very late. "Bridget! Happy New Year!" said Jeffrey Elkenbury. He gave me a huge hug. "Come on, let's get you a drink. How's your love life?" "Fine," I said, in an embarrassed sort of way. "So, you still haven't got a boyfriend?" said Jeffrey, in a loud voice.
"If you don't hurry up and get married soon, you'll be too old to have children," said Una, his wife. "Come along and meet Mark."
The rich divorced Mark was standing with his back to us. He was quite tall and was looking at the books on the Elkenbury's bookshelves.
"Mark," said Una, "I've got someone nice for you to meet."
Mark Darcy turned round, and I saw that he was wearing a jumper with a pattern of yellow and blue diamonds on the front. It was awful.
"Mark, this is Colin and Pam's daughter, Bridget," said Una. "Bridget works in publishing, don't you, Bridget? Well, I'll leave you two young people together."
She went away quickly. For a moment, neither of us spoke.
Have you been staying with your parents over New Year?" I asked him.
"Yes," he said eagerly.
"You too?"
"Yes, no, I was at a party in London last night," I replied. Suddenly, I started talking very quickly, too quickly, but I couldn't stop. Mark Darcy was looking at me with a look of horror on his face.
"Maybe you should get something to eat," he said, and went away.
Everyone was staring at me. I knew they were thinking,
"So that's why Bridget isn't married. She talks too much and is very unattractive to men."
Later, Una brought Mark over to me.
"Mark," she said, "you must take Bridget's telephone number. Then you can get in touch when you're in London."
I turned bright red. Now Mark would think I had told Una to say that.
I'm sure Bridget's life in London is quite full enough already, Mrs. Alconbury, Mark replied. I felt annoyed. I didn't want Mark to have my telephone number, but I didn't want everyone at the party to know that he didn't want it. 2 a.m. Oh, why am I so unattractive? Why? I hate New Year. I hate everyone. Except Daniel Cleaver.
Tuesday, the 3rd of January. Weight, 9 stone 4. Alcohol unit, 6. Excellent. Cigarettes, 23. Calories, 2,472. 9 a.m.
Ugh, I cannot face the thought of going to work.
The only good thing about going to work is the thought of seeing Daniel again. 10 p.m.
Ugh,
Perpetua, who thinks she's my boss, talks for hours to her friends on the phone about the property she is buying with her rich boyfriend Hugo. Perpetua was wearing a tight red skirt, which made her bottom look very big. But Perpetua doesn't care about how she looks. Perpetua is a Sloane, which means she is not only rich, but also very confident.
I wish I could be like that. I've been thinking about Daniel Cleaver.
He asked me if I got anything nice for Christmas in a rather flirty way. I wonder if he's attracted to me. I think I might wear my short black skirt tomorrow.
Wednesday, the 4th of January. Weight, 9 stone 5. Alcohol units, 5. Cigarettes, 20. Calories, 700. Very good.
4 p.m. My friend Jude just rang up in tears because her boyfriend Richard has told her he doesn't want to see her anymore. Jude's friends all call him Vile Richard because he is so horrible. He thought she was getting too serious about their relationship because she asked him to go on holiday with her. I immediately called Sharon, Shazza, our other friend, and we arranged to meet Jude at 6:30 in Café Rouge.
11 p.m.
Shazza, who doesn't have a very high opinion of men, gave us her ideas on Richard, and everyone else in Café Rouge heard.
How dare he say you were getting too serious about him, she shouted. What is he talking about?
I thought about Daniel Cleaver. Not all men are like Richard, I said.
Yes, but should I call Richard or not? Asked Jude.
No, said Sharon, just as I was saying yes.
Thursday, the 5th of January. Weight, 9 stone 3. Excellent. Alcohol units, 6. Cigarettes, 12. Calories, 1,258. 11 a.m. Office.
Oh my God! Daniel Cleaver just sent me a message. I was sitting at my computer when new mail suddenly flashed up on my screen.
Message, Jones. You appear to have forgotten your skirt.
Cleve.
Daniel Cleaver is flirting with me. I've never sent him a message before, but I'm going to send him a funny one now.
Message, Cleve. Sir, I am shocked by your message. My skirt is short, but it does exist. Jones.
Noon. Oh, God. Daniel has not replied. Maybe he was being serious about my skirt.
12:10.
Maybe he hasn't got my message yet.
12:15. Ha! Daniel is in a meeting with Simon from the marketing department. Aha! New mail.
Message, Jones. Your skirt is clearly absent. Is skirt off sick? Cleve.
Just sending back.
Message, Cleve. Skirt is neither sick nor absent. Jones. Oh dear, this was the return message. Message Jones. Absent Jones, not absent. Try using a computer spell check. Cleave.
Daniel walked past with Simon from marketing and gave my skirt a very sexy look. I must try and improve my spelling.
Friday, the 6th of January. 5:45 p.m.
I could not be happier.
Daniel's last message read, Message Jones. I wish to send flowers to your skirt over the weekend. Please give me your home telephone number. Cleave.
Yes! Daniel Cleaver wants my phone number! Marvellous!
Sunday, the 8th of January. Wait, 9 stone 2. Good, but what's the point? Alcohol units, 2. Excellent. Cigarettes, 7. Calories, 3,100. Poor. 2 p.m.
Oh, God! Why am I so unattractive? I've spent 2 days staring at the phone and waiting for Daniel to call.
8 p.m. The phone rang, but it was my friend Tom. Tom helps me a lot. He listened patiently while I told him first about Mark Darcy and then about Daniel. Then Tom said, Mark Darcy? But isn't he that famous human rights lawyer? Monday, the 9th of January. Weight, 9 stone 2. Alcohol units, 4. Cigarettes, 29. Calories, 770. It was a terrible day in the office. I watched the door for Daniel all morning. Then Perpetua suddenly shouted into the phone.
Daniel? He's gone to a meeting in Croydon. He'll be in tomorrow.
She banged down the phone and said,
God, why are all these girls calling Daniel?
When I went home that evening, in a mad moment I left a message on Daniel's answer phone. I said, Hi, it's Jones here. I was just wondering if you wanted to meet to talk about the skirt. As soon as I put the phone down, I realised I'd made a big mistake. Tuesday, the 10th of January. Weight, 9 stone 1. Alcohol units, 2. Cigarettes, 0. Calories, 998. Excellent. I crept into the office feeling really embarrassed about the message. Then Daniel appeared looking very sexy. Suddenly, new mail flashed up on my computer screen. Message Jones. Thanks for your phone call. Cleave. I sent back. Message Cleave. Please shut up. I am very busy and important. Jones. And after a few minutes more, he replied. Finally, he suggested a date for Sunday night. And I accepted. Sunday the 15th of January. Wait. 9 stone. Excellent. Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 29. Very bad. Calories, 3,879. Awful. Negative thoughts, 942. 6 p.m. I am completely exhausted by getting ready for my date with Daniel. It has taken all day. Being a woman is worse than being a farmer. There's so much preparation and harvesting to do. 7 p.m. I cannot believe this has happened. I was completing the final farming touches to my face and body when I noticed the answer phone light was flashing. It was Daniel.
Look, Jones, I'm really sorry. I think I'm going to have to cancel tonight. I've got a presentation at 10 in the morning.
I cannot believe it. I've wasted the whole day.
9 p.m. Still, Daniel is in a top job. Maybe he didn't want to come on a first date worrying about work. 11 p.m. He's probably out with someone thinner than I am. 5 a.m. What's wrong with me? I hate Daniel Cleaver. Monday the 16th of January. Weight, 9 stone 2. From where? Why? Alcohol units, 0. Cigarettes, 20. Calories, 1,500. Positive thoughts, 0. 10:30 a.m. Daniel is still in his meeting. Maybe he was telling the truth. 1 p.m. I just saw Daniel leaving for lunch. He has not sent me any messages. I feel very depressed. 11:50 p.m. I just had dinner with Tom on the 5th floor at Harvey Nichols. I wanted to talk about Daniel, but Tom talked all the time about someone new he's met, a filmmaker. Tuesday the 24th of January. Today was wonderful. At 5:30, Daniel sat down on the edge of my desk, took out his diary, and whispered, "What are you doing on Friday?" Friday the 27th of January. Weight, 9 stone 3. Alcohol units, 8. Cigarettes, 400, feels like. Calories, 875. Ha! We had a dream date at a little Italian restaurant near Daniel's flat. After dinner, we went back to Daniel's flat. As soon as we were inside, he started to try and take off my skirt. Then he whispered, "This is just a bit of fun, okay? I don't think we should start a relationship with each other." But I immediately felt angry with him. "That is such rubbish," I said. "You want me to sleep with you, but you don't want to have a relationship. I am not interested in emotional cowards. Goodbye." Then I walked out of the door. I did the right thing, but now I feel depressed. I am afraid of one day being found dead in my flat, all alone, half eaten by an animal.